Summers.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:32 and 59 seconds to go right along with it Wednesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Susumu Iraki. They on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666, and it'll be a 45-minute schmooze right up until the Nets and Detroit, 7:15 with the pregame right here on your fan, New York City. Item number one, Roger Goodell is not retiring, and neither would you if in good health you're making $40 million a year. Item number two, a 17-game NFL season with teams getting, say, two byes would take us a little further into February, a month that all the other 11 months of the calendar are voted off the calendar. Unless you're into the Daytona 500, or is it the Michigan 400? A new CBA. It might reveal 17 games a season, and would. More revenue for the owners, more money for the players. Since February does give us pitchers and catchers reporting for push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks, and physicals, and that doesn't make for the kind of baseball we love with buzzers and garbage cans. Item number three. Baseball is thinking DH for the National League for 2021. It'll happen as soon as owners over 50 either sell or die off, since the thinking is, with an extra hitter, we'll have a little bit more with the home runs and strikeouts to equal what we have in the American League. This week, and it's not seriously even half over, this week has been a week of shock, disbelief, tears, sadness, mourning, grieving, moments of silence, 24-second violations, 8-second backcourt violations, reaction, and remembering. What we learned earlier today was that very expensive, very sophisticated two-motor limousine-like helicopter needed to have a bad weather warning system so that when you fly in fog that resembles a pool of milk, it yells out to the pilot, turn your tuchus around and go back to where you came from and do it now. The pilot, he may have been blinded by the glow of a celebrity sitting behind him, more so than being unable to see what was in front of him. Nobody knows for sure if sure is ever going to be known with no black box on board, and it may take months to put all the broken pieces together, and still the whole truth and nothing but it may be basically nothing more than what we know right now, and that is not too much other than the weather was not good. Here's what is known. The weather was bad enough that nobody could see what was coming, and 9 people lost their lives. Today, right now, we can add to our treasure trove of words we love to use. Words that define who we are and what we say as fans trying to make ends meet. When speaking of those men in uniform we love to love and love to hate, we already know from some words becoming cliches right before our very eyes. Words like culture, narrative, development, load management, and Spinray, just to name five. And here's one for the New York Jets. And here's one for the New York Football Giants. A word that spells success. A word that defines winning. And that word for today, trenches. You win the trenches, you win the game. And that's why we have Kansas City and the 49ers in Miami for some fun in the Sunday sun.
KC Masterpiece. This is one sauce that lives up to its name.
I think I ended up in the perfect place. To have Coach Reed and these coaches around me, and then obviously to have all the players that I have around me, I'm in a place where the team was already a winning team, a team that had a lot of success, and I came in, was able to just be who I am.
He gets the shotgun snap. He gets the block from the left tackle. Wide and drive down the middle. Cut! At the goal line! Touchdown, Chiefs!
We look forward to the challenge of playing the 49ers. It's very similar to what we do in season. And get ourselves ready to play against a good football team.
Breaks a tackle at the 30, comes to the near side, breaks another tackle, down the sideline, 25-20. Got a block at the 10, cuts inside, 5, is in! What a run! Touchdown, Kansas City!
It's all about how you find a way to win. And so we understand that there's two great offenses, there's two great defenses, great special teams units. That's why we're in this game. And so you don't know how the game's going to go, but whatever way it does, it's about finding a way to win when it does.
This one is over, and the Chiefs are AFC champions.
From San Francisco, famous for food, comes the exciting new side dish.
I think everyone will be different, you know? Just the first and second one were different, so I'm sure this third one will be different. But, you know, you got to treat it like it's own game and just go out and play football.
Garoppolo under center, two receivers to the right of the line. The gift to Mostert has a hole on the left side of the 15, inside the 10, and he'll walk into the end zone for the touchdown.
This week in and week out, those guys never got caught up in anything. Every game we went into, whether I was preaching it or not, those guys always felt like the underdog, and we're always ready to go out there and compete.
Over the middle, looking for Davante Adams, is overthrown, and Richard Sherman is there for the interception inside the 5-yard line, and he slides down at the 8.
We got a good group of guys who, everyone gets along with each other. It's not every day you see a DB interacting with an old lineman or something like that. And I mean, it's just a everyday thing in our locker room. So it's a great group to be around, and we make it fun.
San Francisco defeats Green Bay to win the NFC Championship.
Winter is coming. This one will be long, and dark things will come with it.
And I'm not going to reveal that I think Kansas City is going to win the game until Friday to keep you in suspense. Again, for the New York Football Giants, the word trenches. Again, for the New York Jets, the word trenches. If you build an offensive line, they will come. If you build a defensive line, they will come. One word for Douglas, trenches. One word for Gettleman and company, trenches. As you know, those cheaters and those liars in Houston, they have a new manager in Dusty Baker. He was hired because the Astros want the only wood you will see outside the Astros bat rack will be in Dusty Baker's mouth, since no toothpick banging against a garbage can be heard by any batter. However, Dusty has been known to read when a pitcher might be tipping this pitch. So all eyes need to focus on just where the placement of that toothpick is resting in Dusty's mouth. If you see the toothpick hanging on the very left side of the mouth, fastball. If the toothpick is center stage, right below the tip of the nose, off speed. If the toothpick hangs on the very right side, changeup. Meanwhile, it's been revealed that new Metropolitan Jake Marisnik was a heavy user in the video garbage can gate scandal. He now promises he will never, ever again use a garbage can for anything, and promises in 2020 and beyond to use black bags for trash only and clear bags for recycling. So disgusted he has been and is even looking at a garbage can. So 2020 for Jake Marisnyk, the former Astro and now New York Metropolitan, he promises to turn a new leaf.